But look who's here. Surprise, look who it is.
Oh, man.
It is the demigod of the NFL Network.
Who's that?
That's you.
Okay.
The great Rich Eisen.
Good to see you.
And he joins us right now.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good, Rich.
Hi, buddy.
How are you, man?
What happened to us?
Us?
Yeah, what happened to us?
Nothing happened to us.
Nothing?
I look forward to this meeting every single year.
Is that right?
Don't act like we're unrequited lovers or something. We're a bond. We're a force.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're a thing, man.
Good.
There's no doubt about it.
I think that's good.
Yeah,
thank you.
It is good.
I really do believe that's good.
So how's stuff? How's life for you, man?
Oh, gosh. It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is like my Super Bowl. You know?
It is.
It is my Super Bowl.
It is.
Well, I mean, when I say, it's not really my Super Bowl.
It is, too. I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is.
I might learn that by the end of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, life's good.
How many years are we now with this
Nine.
NFL? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This is our ninth Super Bowl. Our first one was in Houston with the Patriots and Carolina.
Yes.
That was our first one.
And it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Every year. It's unbelievable.
I mean, you guys just blow up. Now you've got all these games that you're carrying. Just the day-long programming is always great. And it's an indispensable part
Thank you.
Of the sports fan scene. The
I
NFL Network
that.
Has
Thank
turned
you.
Into that,
Thank
man.
You.
Man, and
that.
It's one of those things where 9 years does not seem right. I was going to guess six. Because all these years seem to run together, you know?
03. Week 10 of 03 was our first one.
But so. It would seem that they owe you more now than just keeping you on a six-week contract all year long, right?
You mean monetarily? Yes, I would agree. Yeah.
Isn't it time?
It's handshake. Yeah, we should move past the handshake phase.
Yeah, you really
you
should, man.
I agree. I got to get on the horn on that.
Hey, I'm here
Thank
for you.
You. See, I need to stop by.
I know.
I need
I know.
To stop by for these pearls of wisdom.
Yes.
So how are you going to blow up the Madge press conference? How are you going to do that? Have you planned? Are you going to ask her about
we have
Sean
questions.
Penn? What are you going to do?
I mean, questions ready, Rich. I'm not.
I'll give you a hint.
I can't disclose.
I'll tell you this much, though.
Uh-huh.
He does not like her.
Uh-oh.
In any way.
I liked
shape.
Everyone else
What's
that was a
matter?
that was a musical guest.
So wait,
now it's personal.
Personal?
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
So
yes.
That so does that mean it was business the past few years?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Cuz I wouldn't know. That's really strange.
So yes.
It was business now it's personal.
Yeah, no,
what
I'm not going
against Madonna.
I don't have anything personally. I just think that she has a very poor sense of humor. If you saw the Golden Globes,
okay.
I mean, obviously she does.
Of all the things that I thought would come back at me that you have against Madonna, she's got a bad sense of humor?
Well, Ricky Gervais tries to take a shot at her,
okay.
You know, in the Golden Globes,
yes.
And she comes out and is kind of a horse's ass about it. She just won't let it roll off her shoulders and just say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, Ricky, you silly guy. She has to
right.
come back with a silly retort of her own that doesn't really fit and it's awkward. Anytime that... I think that she is incapable of being self-deprecating.
So you
and it drives me crazy.
So you
so I'm going to help
the Golden Globes. You were
no
cool
no no
with her.
No. Okay. I always thought that she was kind of a what?
Okay.
You like her?
We can't
Why?
Mention.
Yeah.
We can't see. I do too.
Come on.
But we can't mention her on this show.
Why?
Without him, you know, getting his feathers all ruffled.
So
like
you
this.
Will not watch the Bridgestone halftime program?
No, I'll
okay.
I'll
you
watch.
Gotta see it.
Oh yeah.
Well, because you
got to report on it.
You love to hate her. You were hoping that she falls flat.
And I'm not anti Madonna music, you know. I'm not that guy. I don't mind it, and I'm sure that she'll put on a decent show. I just am a little, I don't know. It's
hey,
you know
she's
I know
number
that,
one hot babe of all time.
I know that you probably look
all time.
Yeah, Wayne told me that. Wayne and Garth told me that
of all time,
and I believe it.
That's right.
Yes, she is.
So that's coming on Thursday.
It's Thursday at 2 p.m.
Thursday,
Rich.
But yes. Everett, I see you coming. I mean, how does the NFL keep handing you a live mic every Thursday? How does that?
I don't know. I think we're going.
Happen?
I think we're going Groucho Marx disguise.
Are you gonna? You gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
Because they can smell you coming. From
well, you know
away.
What? Last year though, I had long hair, and this year I don't.
He changes his identity.
Yes.
All right. You're master of disguise.
Yes, he is.
The Lon Chaney of the Metroplex Sports Radio scene.
That's right.
Okay.
It's him.
I don't
I like
know.
It.
You know, Kelly Clarkson's gonna be there too, and she's a friend. She's a dear friend. So
dear friend.
Dear.
Is that
been
yeah.
on the show.
Is
oh,
that
yes.
true?
Dear friend.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you need any help getting her on your show, done.
Okay.
Done.
I know where to go.
Yes. So we may try to ask her a question.
If you
but
would like to replace Chris Berman in the next commercial, in the next car commercial that she does, then we can probably swing that.
Well, I would ask. I would just ask the actor studio guy in the backseat. Isn't he in that commercial too?
Yeah. Lipton.
And the food guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Food guy.
Yes.
A chef. Actually, Warren Sapp knows him, so I can. I've got many ways.
Yeah,
to get
you
in
got
the shotgun seat. Kick Boomer out of the shotgun seat.
I saw you back there with Francesa.
Yeah.
And a guy that does our morning show, George Dunham, says that Mike Francesa is the only guy who mispronounces his own name. He says he calls himself Francesor. It's very New York. I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I don't know. I'm born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island. I listened to Mike and the Mad Dog for years. And I never, maybe I'm just a New Yorker. I don't hear it.
So you've known him for a long time. Is it still like growing up, you know, is in your teens and 20s and stuff, listening to the guy? Is it still weird going on with him?
It is, absolutely. Because I know that the guy was driving around,
he's you.
I was the guy driving around,
yeah,
listening. And I remember he and Mad Dog were the ones who broke the news that that Magic Johnson had contracted AIDS. That's how long I've been listening to him, that he told that big story. And it's pretty neat. I have the same feeling right now, too. It's awkward, too.
Of course.
Yeah. Right now I'm feeling a little
really
awkward,
is.
Too.
Yeah, it really
I
is.
I feel that.
I feel the same way. I'm very overwhelmed around
here. So what's going on with your area in football? What's going on?
Little.
I mean,
let me tell you this. With what happened with the Mavericks this past year,
right,
and what's been going on with the Rangers the last 2 years,
mm-hmm,
the Cowboys are, they've taken a back seat.
No way. Really?
Not completely, but
this year's World Series was unbelievable. I know it leaves a mark.
Sure.
But that was awesome.
Yes, it was.
It was an incredible, I'm right, and the Mavericks winning it all. Mm-hmm. Cowboys, like, taking it
back.
Well,
the Cowboys are still the Cowboys.
Right.
But expectations have not been met.
And they've been so average for so long that people are just kind of, okay, here we go again.
So you know, all those bad.
So really, there's no backlash?
No, there is backlash, but apathy has begun to set in.
Oh, boy.
16 years, one playoff win.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've turned into the Bengals.
It's
suddenly.
Like week by week, as you watched bad things happen late in games so many times the way they did this year, it's almost like people reach the point to where, okay, well, I knew that was going to happen.
Right.
You know, they expect the worst now.
If Romo hit Miles Austin, Giants wouldn't be here.
I know.
Yeah.
Giants would not be here.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
No. I mean, I was at that game.
That ball doesn't get lost in the lights or whatever the hell happened on
it,
you know?
I know, right.
It still freaks me out, the luck that the Giants have. You know, did you grow up a Giants fan or Jets fan?
I grew up a Jet fan. Jet fan.
Hate the Giants?
No, I don't hate the Giants.
But you were too young to remember the Super Bowl, weren't you?
What are you talking about? I'm 43 years old, coming up in June.
Okay.
What Super Bowl?
Their Super Bowl. Their win.
Oh, the Jets Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the Giants Super Bowl.
No, dude, no.
No, absolutely not. So I was not even born yet.
Yeah, so you haven't experienced NFL exuberance.
I wouldn't even know what to do if that happened. You know what I mean? It would just be really strange being a New Yorker and seeing the Jets winning it all. It would be really strange.
No,
it's just you're used to seeing the Giants win it all. And it's unbelievable. The Jets are wondering right now what they have to do.
Do you hate the Giants?
No, I don't hate them at all.
Growing up,
I don't hate any team. No, not even growing up.
All right, this role that you're in right now.
I hate, I'll tell you the teams that I hate.
Okay.
I hate Notre Dame with a passion.
God bless you.
I'm a Michigan man through and through. I rent Rudy, hoping he pulls a hamstring at the end. Seriously.
Still.
Like, everybody's crying watching Rudy. I'm the one screaming. I hope he pops his quad right now.
Right.
That would be great.
You'd love to see graffiti on the Golden Dome someday.
Gracious. No, I mean, I wouldn't desecrate. I don't want to desecrate. I just want them hurt.
Okay.
I hate the Boston Red Sox with a passion.
Okay.
I'm a Yankee fan through and through. I'm a New York Yankee fan through and through, and I understand Ranger fans right now are not too happy with me who are listening on this, but that's true. It is the truth, and I married into a Red Sox family. It's very, very difficult when they send my son Red Sox gear.
That's weird.
Blood boils. Blood boils. When
so your
happens.
Wife's from the
she's
Boston
from,
area
she's, yes,
or New
she's
England?
She's from the Massachusetts, New England area. She will be rooting heavily for the Patriots this weekend, her family. Her family's coming out here for sure.
How old's actually. Your kid?
3.5 years old, very impressionable. He can sing the Michigan Fight song. He did on Dan Patrick's radio show a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Well, he sort of mumbled it. One of the best tweets I've gotten in the past several weeks was from a fan who, I think an Ohio State fan, who says, my son's rendition of the Michigan Fight song sounds like the Michigan Fight song to everyone else who doesn't go to Michigan, which was hail, blah, 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 blah. Hail, blah, blah, blah. That's what it sounded like to me. So, but no, Red Sox are...
You hate Ohio State, right?
Oh, God, with a passion.
Okay, all right.
Ohio State with a passion. Other than that, though, there's not. I don't have much hate in my sports life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But there are still some Michigan football and Yankee baseball still gets me on the edge of my seat, like emotionally upset. Like I need to be left alone.
That's the way he is about the Yankees. Afterwards. His hatred of the Yankees is. That's what it sounds like.
It's okay though. It's okay. We, you know, we're like Terrell Owens that you'd love to hate us. You know, that's
right?
Fine.
It's easy.
Yeah,
it's too okay. Easy. It is that.
It's like the Cowboys.
Do you hate Derek Jeter? I mean, individuals. Let's talk about
No.
You hate Jeter?
I don't hate.
You were so upset that HBO followed him around and did that.
I was
3,000. You were too. You wouldn't even watch it.
No, not because I was upset. I grudgingly admire the professionalism and the success of him and Posada.
Right.
And the others.
Bernie Williams. Paul O'Neill.
Yes,
right?
Paulie O'Neill.
Let me tell you what's got him going now. More than anything this year, and I'm not kidding, what set him off more than anything this year is the Pineda trade that they made with the Mariners. He's more pissed about that than anything.
Why? They gave up a huge stick. Big-time bat. That kid is big-time bat. Cashman said it reminds he may have a bat similar to Miguel Cabrera's, and suddenly I thought differently about the trade when he said that. You can't. I mean, what?
Look at him.
If you got pitcher's 22 years old, he's 22 years old.
He's a horse. He's like 8 feet tall.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
And I hate to see the Yankees make a trade like that. And I can't believe Seattle or anybody else would trade with him. Look,
the only they didn't. They screwed the Yankees over. Texas Rangers got Cliff Lee because of all that.
Yeah.
Yankees thought they had a deal for Cliff Lee at the Mariners, and they turned around and for what, smoke? Are you kidding me? That kid's not even playing up there in Seattle right now.
Nice trade.
See, see, you get my blood boiling when you talk about
that. Okay, you know what? You'd be a good you're a good subject for this question because we often wonder if Yankee fans are starting to look down at Texas, even though there's no titles there.
How's that possible? You've kicked our ass.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I say look down, I mean directionally. Look down and say... What's going on down there? Is this for real? Is this team sticking around for the next 10 years?
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I like a little fear from the Yankee fans.
Are you kidding?
Just a little bit.
By the way, I love Young.
Yeah?
I love him. I've had him on my fantasy team 2 straight years. He's a pleasure.
He's solid.
He's a delight.
We didn't think he was going to play this year.
I know. And he was – they don't make the World Series without him.
Oh, God, no.
I love him. He is awesome. Hamilton. I mean, you don't need me to go through it. I mean, the pitching is the deal. I mean,
right.
And you got Nolan Ryan in charge of the whole damn thing. It's really impressive. And
it's a fun team to watch.
It's a fun team to watch.
Be around and you know, watch them on a day to day basis and everything like
right.
that.
But back in in the Juan gone years though, I as a Yankee fan, I wasn't too concerned.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
Because
the team had holes and the Yankees found them.
Yeah.
And they also were good at a very wrong time when the Yankees were great.
Yes.
But now they're why wouldn't the Rangers be the favorites to win the American League into this year again?
I will give the Yankees this much, and this is something I've said over and over again.
Okay.
Back in those years, the Rangers used to take a lot of flack for winning one playoff game in all those years, and I would tell everybody over and over again, hey, they happened to run into the greatest team in the sports life of most of us back then.
No doubt.
You know?
It was all working.
It really was.
125 and 50.
Yes.
They went in one of those years. I mean, think about that.
And you know, you just have to look at that, and you can't do anything but admire it, even if it is them.
God bless
you. And believe
you.
Me.
See, a begrudging compliment.
Yes.
That's
it is.
It's begrudging. Begrudging, but I know what I saw.
But not all of us Yankee fans are. I'm trying to put on a good face here.
Hey, we were there game 6, or I was actually game 5 in New York 2 years ago for the ALCS, and when the Rangers blew them out, and you know, we were sitting next to some really cool Yankee fans there, and but the weirdest thing was seeing Yankee Stadium empty out after like the 6th inning, just. Everyone gone.
In the last 2 years, in the last 2 years, we have seen the emptying out of Yankee Stadium, the emptying out of the Staples Center in Game 2 last year. That was a wonderful thing to see. So we've had a little love. We've had a little sports love.
We're on a nice run. But
we have.
The Cowboys have they got to.
Yeah, then football season starts and everything goes south.
They got to pull their weight.
We really like DeMarco Murray.
He was great. He was very good. He was awesome. Listen, they've got pieces. They've got a lot of pieces. I do like your quarterback.
I do too.
I like him a
lot. He was great too.
I like him a lot. This team would be nowhere without Romo. Period.
No.
End of story. They just can't. I don't know what
there's something missing. Yeah,
they're cursed.
There's something missing, and the Giants have the
they have
it.
It.
They have,
yeah.
the, they have it. The,
they're
it.
Able to click.
And I don't know what the it is, because I'm telling you, so many teams, it's a perfect example. For the second straight year, the NFC champion, last year was the ultimate champion, was
nothing.
On the brink. They were on the brink. They lost week 15 on the road. This year, the Giants lost week 15 at home against Washington. The Packers lost in New England. Then they won their last two to get in the tournament. Lights out. Giants have done the same thing, and it's great. It's awesome how, you know, why not the Cowboys, right? Why not another team having the ability to just catch fire and come to the Super Bowl? And now the Giants, you hear around town a lot of people like the Giants to win this game. A lot of people in this room, a lot of people think the Giants have it.
They do.
You know?
But we're sticking with the cursed theory, because you look at even last year at the Super Bowl that Jerry hosted, it was 4 degrees with 7 inches
today,
of ice. It's beautiful here in Indianapolis. You know what it was in Dallas a year later? 70. 72.
Is it 72?
It's perfect every day. Every day.
We were thinking,
it's killing it.
We were thinking about that today as it was a balmy 55 degrees when we walked out our hotel at 6:45 this morning to go to media day. Last year, we were holding on for dear life on a white-knuckle ride of all
time. Staying in Dallas?
We're staying in Dallas.
You had to take 30 to Arlington like we did.
White-knuckle ride.
Yes.
All the way to the stadium. And we were slipping on the way into the stadium.
Yes.
And we were like... I thought to myself, the people who ran last year's Super Bowl probably wondering, what did we do?
Oh, yeah. And now it's perfect. Perfect.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's an awesome day back there today.
It's always
not bad either, though. You know,
no,
I like this.
Nice. It's a walking town.
Yeah.
So which is what makes for great Super Bowl cities.
Right.
Is a walking town.
Right.
Next year, you'll see the ultimate walking town in New Orleans.
Yes.
So that is going to be but... And I love the facilities here. It's great. I hear a lot of my brethren talking about what a great Super Bowl city Indianapolis is, and it is. But we already have our hotel rooms. I know a lot of people who are wondering how they're going to get to the game.
Mm-hmm.
How can they stay in Indianapolis? And that, you know, if this city does get a Super Bowl back, and I think it will, based on just what I'm already hearing and seeing the fans.
Come on.
Here. Seriously, man, I'm telling you, the fans here. Have you seen?
They're nuts.
They're nuts.
They all wear jerseys.
They are crazy about football, and they are bending over backwards to make sure everybody wants to come back to the city. But like I said, let's see what it looks like Thursday, Friday when the rest of the free world comes in, and we'll see. I was thinking that today, that the people put on like Staubach or
just
thinking about
it's
right
awful.
Now.
It's awful.
Oh,
you know,
man.
All those people who really poured their heart and soul into last year's Super Bowl.
So you think Peyton Manning comes back here next year? Speaking of people coming back to Indianapolis?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you really think about it. The decision needs to be made in about 3 weeks. And he's not going to be able to walk in Irsay's office and say, my arm feels great, my neck feels great, let's move forward. And the Colts are going to have to figure out what to do. You know, maybe the one saving way that they can do this is push back this $28 million deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton Manning, because Peyton is going to have to figure, can he get a $28 million payday from somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that happens. But even if they do that, they got a new coach, new general manager, and they're going to have a new quarterback.
Yeah.
They're going to choose first overall. There's no question about that. Why would they have this? It's going to be luck. Why would they have luck sit here from day one and start thinking about, well, listen, if Peyton Manning's arm and his neck come back, Andrew, you're going to have to sit. If not, you're going to play.
Teams don't do that anymore.
Why would they do that?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't.
Especially when they have made a clean break from the Polians. They made a clean break in every other aspect of it. It just, for the lack of a better phrase, I can't believe I'm saying it, just makes sense.
Crazy
to
as
move
that sounds.
Forward. And then Peyton Manning is going to be in a position where I hope he comes, his nerve regenerates. I hope he plays again. I want to see him play again. I would be horrible if we're robbed of more years of his greatness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is who would he play for? And most likely, you know, one team would be maybe just throw out the Dolphins, right? The Dolphins, by mid-March, are going to have to make a go or no-go on someone like Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And if they get Matt Flynn, why in the world would they go and get Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
They're not. So there's a lot of teams that are going to need to make their quarterback plans in a hurry. Who is going to be like the 08 Jets or 09 Vikings who would be willing to blow up their quarterback situation or have a quarterback situation that is unresolved in training camp that they'd be willing to slot Peyton Manning in there.
How about the Jets or the Vikings?
I don't. You know what? That's funny you say that. The Vikings are Ponder. They're locked with Ponder. And the Jets, no matter how Sanchez performed this past year, there's no way they're going to go ahead. And I don't think Peyton Manning would want to go to the Jets right now,
hell
based
no.
on what everybody's hearing about what that locker room's like right now.
So I
don't see that. I mean, Redskins leap to mind. But I don't think there's any way Shanahan's going to be able to go through the free agent period and the draft without addressing that quarterback situation. And I don't think Peyton Manning is going to be able to let teams know that he's healthy enough to play until late spring, early summer, right? Mm-hmm. Or a team that's going to be able to get him in, give him the physical, and then an owner is going to look at a doctor, look at a coach, and say, I'm taking on this liability. You tell me.
Yeah.
Is he healthy?
Yeah.
And is he worth the money? What owner is going to be doing that? I think that decision, if Peyton Manning can get his arm back and his neck healthy, that may not happen till late spring, early summer. And to me, that's my take on the Manning situation. It's a long one and it's drawn out, but that's what it's a complex situation.
There are a lot
situation.
Of moving parts here. It is a complex situation. Always great to have
you
on, man.
Thank
really
you,
enjoyed
sir.
It. Say
Thank
hello
you.
To Susie for us.
Thank
and,
you.
And,
I will do that. Thank
it's
you.
Always good to come to the Super Bowl and cross paths with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward
I'm
to
gonna
your
wow
work.
You.
I look forward to your work. On Thursday,
he rarely disappoints.
Seriously, you know, and just it just shows you. I'd like to think I am a company man. I do like to protect the shield. I could go and tell.
I
them,
know. I thought about that before.
Tell them, do not give this man a live microphone.
I will not.
But I don't do that. I don't do that. I want to see what you come up with.
I will never curse, and I will never
make
the network look bad. So
I understand that. You're on
see,
live
he's
television.
All about protecting the shield too.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Good to see you.
You too, Rick.